Yo,
Hello,
yo,
hello.
yo. How's it going, everybody? This is the Lads versus the World. Today we are joined by CJ
What's up?
and Yanni. Something's going on with his mic. He's in here, but he's not talking. We'll figure that out.
Technical difficulties. It wouldn't be a fucking lads podcast without technical difficulties.
That's a fact. So, CJ,
Yes.
how has work life been?
Fucking crazy. How's yours been?
Pretty laid back. We have this one girl at work. I won't say her name. And there's a lot of girls that work at my work too, so you couldn't narrow it down off that. Like to see you try, boy. But this one girl, she friggin' is like the laziest worker I've ever worked with, and frig can't stand her. Like, she doesn't do anything that she's supposed to do. She'll do like half of what she's supposed to do, and she has this terrible mentality of like, well, they only pay me this much money, so I'm only gonna work this fucking hard. And it's like, you applied for the job. You came to us and we're like, hey, can I have? Yeah, sure. And then you're like, all right, but I'm not gonna work. Like, what?
Yeah. See, with my work life, I pretty much work 6 days a week, and one day I work two jobs in the same day, and I probably work about, like, I'd say about 15 hours in that specific day. I work, that's on Fridays, where I work like a long time.
Yeah, you do have a long day on those days.
Yeah, and yeah, it's just hectic because, I mean, both of my jobs are very, I wouldn't say important. One is very important. I work at a, you call it a convenience store because it is a convenience store, but it's like a gas station with where I work in the kitchen where we make pizzas, and I'm a delivery driver for them, so I deliver to all the places. And ever since COVID happened, it's just been a lot harder. Because, like, nobody's out, nobody's doing stuff, so they're always ordering pizzas for delivery and stuff. And it's just always been crazy working there, especially on weekends, which I work weekends. And yeah.
Well, fair enough. No one's going out. Frig, if I could order like from a convenience store and have it delivered to my house, frig, I'd be doing that all the time.
Yeah, because we deliver, like, pizzas, drinks, chips, we can deliver like some desserts and ice cream and all this stuff, which it's harder to deliver, especially on hotter days, because I have to like get there quick or the ice cream's gonna be melted and all that stuff.
Yeah, true that. What would happen if you got like a delivery that was like half an hour away on like a 40-degree weather day, but they want like a tub of ice cream?
Well, we only deliver like 15 minutes away at most. Like, there's a certain, we have like a certain radius where we're supposed to deliver from. So we're like, I'm not gone the whole night on one delivery.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right, everyone. We are going to quickly be right back. We are just going to get Yanni back in here. Uno momento slash BRB.
BRB.
Right. What up? What up?
And we are back.
And we have Yanni this time.
Yeah, finally.
And hopefully we don't have those difficulties again.
Yeah, my mic actually wants to work now, so we're good to go.
Here we go.
Hell yeah.
All right, boys. So, first, kind of want to talk about fucking UFC fight that happened because I'm just so sad at the fucking Sugar Sean fight. Like, that's just like the worst way to go down with the fucking by leg kicks.
Yeah, and not even by multiple leg kicks. It was like one leg kick that just hit the golden spot.
right? The dude had pinpoint accuracy.
Yeah, he nailed it. It was beautiful.
Was it really?
Well, because really, when you throw leg kicks, mm-hmm. especially in like kickboxing and like MMA, there's really three spots you're gonna aim for. I'm not talking on inside and outside. Then there's multiple different, but the three main chunks are upper thigh, right to the knee, or calf.
Yeah, I was thinking like calf or knee would be just a destroyer.
Well, they all really are brutal, because you got to keep in mind, these guys are trained to kick extremely hard. Mm-hmm. So if you don't block it and they throw a kick at their full force to even your anywhere on your body, even if you block it, it friggin' hurts. And yeah. So he landed this kick, Sean was planted, like he had his front foot planted. And when your foot's planted on the ground, you take a lot more of than if your foot wasn't planted. Like if you have your foot off the ground, the kick's still going to hurt, but it's not going to be as damaging.
Mm-hmm.
Where his foot was planted on the ground and the kick was thrown, like, man, when you watch this kick in slow-mo, it's like this guy threw that kick with fucking... Like he had something
no
to prove.
No hesitation, just like, fuck this guy's kneecaps.
Yeah. It landed literally like pretty much like top, not top of the foot, but like in between the shin and the top of the foot. You know, like I guess the top of your ankle. That part landed like directly on the outside of his knee. And it's happened in multiple fights. There was a fight in Bellator. It happened to the champ. And actually, you talked about this. So, Yanni, this actually happened. In Bellator, Michael Chandler, the champ, actually lost his belt. Not even because he like got knocked down because of the leg kick and got beat. He got kicked in that spot, and his foot went limp. And the referee saw his foot limp and stopped the fight.
That's so shitty.
Be a way to lose your championship belt over.
Like, no, I agree.
That man probably would have been like, fuck the knee, or fuck my ankle. I don't care if it hurts. I'm going to fucking defend this belt with my life, you know?
Well, and the thing is, it depends. Like, if the kick's hard enough that it blows out shit in your knee, you're probably not going to recover. But, like, it happened in Demetrius Johnson versus Henry Cejudo. Same thing, kicked in the outside, his foot went numb. But in, like, 45 seconds to a minute, he stayed in the fight. And his foot was working again. Like, sometimes you just get hit there and it just numbs the nerve until fucking blood starts flowing through there again, and then it comes back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yo. And the way they train, like, for leg kicks and how to defend them is fucking whack. Like, I remember I heard this story about Tony Ferguson. He literally trained his shins to take, like, leg kicks by basically kicking a fucking metal pole.
Well, Chase, aren't you, like, didn't you have like a bamboo stick that you were fucking whacking your knees with, or like shins with?
So I had, it was like this weird cardboard tube with like a thick plastic tube on the inside of it. And that was the first thing I used. And I would just hit my shins with it to like condition them. But eventually they got like conditioned up enough that I broke that thing into five separate pieces off my shin.
Damn.
And now I have like a cardboard tube, like a really thick cardboard tube that I use to fucking whack my shins with.
Fuck that. Step your game up.
Kick
a metal pole.
I was about to ask that. Do you think you'd go up against a metal pole right now?
Well, there was a challenge going around on Instagram in the martial arts community for a while, and it was called the Make a Noise Challenge or something like that. And what the challenge was to kick a metal pole hard enough that you get like a ding out of it. And I think I could do that. I think I could kick it hard enough to like make it make some noise and be okay. But I don't think I could like haul off and kick a metal pole. I'd break my leg.
Yeah, you gotta be careful. You don't want to end up like Anderson Silva. Wrap your fucking leg around the pole.
Oh, yeah. That sounds brutal.
Oh, dude, you didn't want to
think
that?
About that.
Oh, no. You should watch the video of it, bro. No, he literally No, it's pretty crazy. He literally goes to kick this dude, and you see his, like, fucking ankle, or not his ankle, but his chin just wrap around this dude's leg, and then, like, he goes to, like, plant it back on the mat and just immediately fucking collapses.
Ooh, yeah. That's rough.
Yeah, it, like, straight up fucking, like, spaghetti noodled around this dude's leg.
That's disgusting.
Right, and that's, well, that's it's even sadder, the fact that he threw the kick, too, so it's like, you fucked yourself up.
Well, that's, if you know how to block a kick properly, that's what you can do to someone, and if they don't land the kick perfectly and you block it properly, oh.
That'll happen.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, and not a fun time.
No bueno.
But honestly, the only worst way I think you could lose a fight, it's like I was telling you guys earlier, fucking, like, when I would like fight around with, like, my best friend and his brother, and one time his brother was play fighting with me a bit, and he went to throw a kick in my midsection, and I just, like, kind of shot my arm out, and he literally landed his toes right on my elbow, and he was like, ah, fuck my pinky toe, and he was just, like, rolling on the ground, fucking, like, almost crying. He was like, fuck, god damn it, that hurts. I was like, yeah, man, elbow to pinky toe, what you know about it? Like, but yeah, imagine if that shit just happened, like, for, like, a belt fight. Like, someone goes, bro, to throw that kick, and then, boom, elbow to pinky toe.
You can down. Fucking rip off my fucking toe, my pinky toe, and I'm still gonna fucking defend my belt.
Yeah. Hey, man, don't put that out there. If you do get in the ring and someone starts, like, stomping your toes like the fucking Usman.
I feel like if you're defending your belt, you should be the one to call off the fight, not the ref.
Well, unless you get knocked out.
I get that. If you get knocked out, then yeah, you're done. But, like,
I get the idea of that, but I mean, like, the rules are there for a reason. Like, they're trying not to get people to fucking kill themselves. Like, I'd rather take an L and then come back, like, a month or two later and try to win it back than fucking kill myself and then not be able to defend the belt
Let change the rule a bit so that, like, if your face is, like, broken and bloody, then that's probably when you should, like, they should be called off. But, like, if, like, I forgot what we were talking about earlier. That was, like, a stupid...
Like your foot, like if you're just limping around.
Yeah, if you're limping around, then yeah, you should totally be able to be like, yeah, I can keep going, and then go back in.
Yeah, 100%.
The ref should ask you, I think, for a situation like that.
Yeah,
like if you can still walk or talk and shit, like.
Or what they do is maybe they, like, couldn't, because giving this break would give the fighter what he needs to get back in the fight. But, like, if the ref is really that worried about it, call a ringside doctor. Like, that's why there's a ringside doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and they can be like,
use your resources, man.
Get in there.
Yeah,
quit being a pussy. Your foot's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be funny if the doctor's saying, "Dude, like, you can't go back in there. Like, your foot's literally backwards." And he's like, "So what? Maybe I like it this way. Fuck it."
I'm gonna put my backwards foot up your ass if you don't let me go back in there.
Yeah, fucking heel first. How do you feel about that? Oh, Jesus. Oh my god, dude, that'd be weird. Like, if you went heel first into someone's ass, because then it's almost like half an arrow going in. Like, imagine that. So if it actually gets your foot in there, like, there's no getting it out at that point.
Yeah, that's true. Oh my gosh. Yeah, man. Porn would be crazy.
Oh, Jesus. Yo, if someone gets off to that type of shit,
That's weird.
Can I imagine foot stuck in ass compilation?
Oh my god. You need, like, a tub of lube to get it out of there, and fucking maybe a team of doctors.
Imagine going to the hospital and being like, hey, we need you. Fucking, this chick has a foot stuck in her ass.
They're like,
literally.
They're like, just slide it out. What do you mean? It's like, you don't understand. It's in heel first. And the doctor just like drops like his coffee mug. He's just like, dear God.
Oh my gosh.
Ah, what a pretty picture to paint in the first 10 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man. And when, as, oh. Was there any other good fights in this one? I didn't get to catch it.
The main event was actually here. I'll start before that. So, I didn't get to catch the whole fucking main card. I started watching it pretty late because I got off work late that night and I went to my dad's house to watch it with him. But, fucking, there was one guy. Do you know who Gilbert Burns is?
Vaguely. What weight class is he? Is it like middleweight?
He's welterweight. He was going to fight for the welterweight belt, but then tested positive for COVID. And fucking, so Jorge Masvidal replaced him, and that was when Usman fought Masvidal. But Gilbert Burns' brother fought on the undercard. Or not on the undercard, but on the early main card. And he fought some guy named Daniel Pereira or some weird, like, hard to pronounce last name.
Brazilian.
He was from Texas.
Interesting.
But this dude's a beast. He got cut from the UFC 6 years ago, and this was his first fight back. He finally made it back. And man, this guy was just like a beast. Like, Herbert Burns is a like high level black belt in jiu-jitsu.
Hold on, pause that thought. The Burns brothers' names are Gilbert and Herbert.
Yes.
Herbert and Gilbert. Gilbert to Herbert.
Yo, man.
Herbert and Pervert.
I about to say Herbert's the worst fucking name ever since Family Guy with Herbert the Pervert.
In general, Herbert. Like, don't name your kid Herbert.
Yeah, that's for sure.
He'll be bullied. He'll be like, are you Herbert the Pervert?
But yeah. Herbert's like a high level black belt, and fucking at the end of the fight, Daniel ended up getting a mounted crucifix and fucking just beating the life out of him.
Oof. Crucifix is brutal because, like, you can't fucking block anything.
You can't, but I saw a video after the event. Michael Bisping put out a video being like, the crucifix is a really dangerous position and, like, a really good spot to be in, but he's like, I'm going to show you a way to get out of it. And he showed, like, an actual, like, a really good crucifix escape.
You just grab the dude by the balls and twist until he fucking gets off you.
I feel like that's illegal.
It's only illegal in a UFC fight. In a street fight, go for it, you know?
And then there was a heavyweight fight. It was Junior Dos Santos versus Jairzinho Rozenstruik. And pretty much how the fight went is Junior Dos Santos was dominating. Ow. Was dominating. And then fucking Jairzinho Rozenstruik caught him with like an uppercut right hook and knocked him out.
Brutal.
Oh my.
And they're like heavyweight boys, so that's all it takes.
Yeah, about to like say. You
get them on the 1-2 and they go to sleep.
Yeah, heavyweight's the best weight class for the knockouts just because there's so much power behind the punches.
And then Stipe and Daniel Cormier finished their trilogy as the main event. And Stipe won via decision. It was no argument, like, he won. But they both poked each other in the eyes throughout the fight, which was annoying. I hate when that shit happens.
Yeah, oh, that shit's so cheap.
It was so Daniel poked Stipe, and I was kind of like, come on, because that's in all three of their fights. Daniel had poked Stipe in the eyes.
He's just trying to keep it consistent.
But then Stipe, like, brutally fucking poked Daniel in the eye in, like, the third round.
Eye for an eye, karma. You know? It's in the Bible.
Eye for an eye, that's perfect.
Yeah, he got him, like, really good. Like, he got, I think Daniel had a torn retina or something like that.
Oh, my.
Like, yeah, he couldn't see out of his eye.
Oh boy. Yeah, So whatever. Isn't he going to be, like, done fighting now? Is he just...
Yeah, he retired.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Well, yeah, he is out.
That's good. Gotta know when to fucking quit that game. Mm-hmm. Just because if you go on too long, I feel like that's when you start to get washed up and then people just don't respect you.
Well, yeah. Like, look at Anderson Silva. Everybody used to talk about him as one of the GOATs, but then he kept fighting and kept losing. And now no one cares about him, really.
Yep. I mean, yeah, like, there was a time where he was, like, the most dominant. And that's when, like, once you start losing, like, maybe, like, two fights in a row, two or three fights pretty consistently after being a champ for so long, like, you have to just turn it in or else you're going to tarnish your legacy.
Oh, man. If I fight, I'll get to the belt, I'll lose it, and then I'll make, like, one more run for it, and then from that, like, point forward, whatever loss, that I'll be like, all right, I was already the champ. I don't have to prove anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the only reason that, like, Anderson Silva probably would have stayed, he must have been getting paid bucks, because you got to think that kind of went through his mind.
Oh, well, and even after he lost the championship belt, just because he lost the belt doesn't mean he lost his contract. Like, that, they still have a contract where they have to pay him X amount of money over X amount of fights.
Yeah.
So,
fuck it, like, you know, get
you
the
fight
paper.
Out those contracts, and yeah, like Junior Dos Santos got paid this weekend almost as much as fucking Daniel Cormier.
Really?
And Cormier was main event, and JDS wasn't even the co-main. They were the third fight.
Oh my! How did he make so much?
Because he's like everybody who watches UFC knows JDS.
Yeah, I'm about to say he's been fighting for a minute.
Why was he in the third fight then?
So, well, because the fucking main card or the main event is always a title fight. So if you're not fighting for the title, you're definitely not gonna be in the main event. And then the co-main event is either like a chick fight or I forget what the co-main event is exactly.
It's most of the time it's a title fight or a title eliminator.
Okay.
Like something like it has to be significant. Like, or in like rare case, like Sean O'Malley's case, like they were trying to make an investment. If he would have got like a first round KO as a co-main event on the Daniel Cormier card, everybody would have been talking about him, and then they could have marketed him way more and profited off him way more.
Yeah.
So it really all depends on who you are.
Yeah, and how your skills are developing, if they see a future in you. All that kind of stuff goes into play.
And JDS also used to be the heavyweight champ. So
yeah, that's another thing. If you were a champ, then you just have a bigger name than most of the other fighters in your weight class. So
And I bet you, like, since he was the champ, he's only fought three or four times. I bet you he still has one or two more fights on his championship contract.
True. Yeah, the contracts in UFC are kind of whack, just because, like, the amount of money between, like, people, like, different fighters can be, like, wildly different.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, let's say you're, like, a prospect, so you're, like, at the bottom of the ranks, but then, you know, they set you up with, like, a really early fight that you didn't get to train for much because someone dropped it or got sick or whatever. So then if you, like, win that fight and then you start building up rank real quick, you'll still be on, like, that prospect contract where you're only getting, like, 10, 20 grand a fight, something like that. And then, So unless you, like, hold that, like, momentum, they're either going to just barely bump you up in the contracts, or they're going to make an investment, like Chase said, and like be like, all right, fuck it, you get this chance. If you do this, then we're going to pay you the big bucks.
So at UFC 252, at Stipe Miocic and Daniel Cormier, highest paid fighter that night was Stipe. Overall earnings, $790,000.
Oof. Wait, damn.
lowest paid fighter on the list is Parker Porter, which is like a no name. He was on the undercard. He lost and he made $13,000.
It's a lot.
Yeah, but that's before taxes.
Well, yeah, but still, imagine being like not known and you lose your fight and you still get like $5,000 out of it, you know, or whatever the tax takeoff would be. Like, what's left after the tax?
That's still, that does sound great, but you got to think, you're only fighting 3-4 times a year. So with that, you still have to work an actual job. And you fight in the UFC.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have to, like, really divvy up your time between training and working.
Some guys got paid more. Like, a majority of the guys on the undercard were paid above
$20,000.
Mm.
Yeah.
But, I mean, still, like, even if it is, like, that guy got, like, $5,000 to $7,000, that's still, like, I know you fight, like, 3-4 times a year, but still getting like $5,000 deposited in your bank account for just one night of you fighting someone in the ring.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I mean, it's going to be like, yeah, it's not a lot, but you're still going to be able to pay the bills for that month, you know?
That's true.
And you'll still have like a lot left over.
So, Junior Dos Santos only earned $10,000 less than Daniel Cormier.
Damn. Yeah, was Cormier, like, announcing, like, the earlier fights before his fight was up?
No. That would have been hilarious.
It's like, oh, all right, and now it's time for my fight, so let me go get changed, and you guys will see me in the octagon. Yeah, actually, it'd be even more lit if he just, like, ripped off his suit, and he already had, like, his fucking, like, fighting shorts on.
That would be...
Well, that'd be an entrance.
Fucking great. Oh, what a legend.
Fuck yeah, dude. Alright. Yo. So guys, another thing I wanted to talk about is fucking all the mask shit that like, I mean, obviously with Corona, like, you gotta be wearing a mask. But like, I was just on vacation in fucking Ocean City. And like, bro, walking down the boardwalk, I'm seeing there's kids running around. Oh, by the way, like, I left this morning to come home, and we were walking down the boardwalk one more time to go grab some food. And this little fucking kid comes up to me, and he's like, hey, show your girl you're not a fucking pussy. Like, this kid's like 8, maybe 10 years old, and he's yelling, he's like coming up to me yelling, like, hey, show your girl you're not a pussy. And he's holding out like one of those bullshit fake shock pens. So I was like, oh boy. He's like, I'm not doing that. Come on, man. Like, I know it's a shock, man. I'm not dumb. He's like, come on, man, don't be a pussy. I was like, all right, fine, fuck it. So I grab it, and I just start holding it down for like a minute. I'm just like, ah. Just fucking around.
I love how... Sorry, continue.
No, you're good. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, I love how you can like almost universally convince any dude to do anything just by going, come on, don't be a pussy.
Well, it's like, I knew it wasn't going to be bad. Like, I used to fuck around with those things all the time. I just didn't really feel like doing it, but he kept on pushing me, and he was just like, I was just like, ah, fuck it. So I did it, and then he was like, all right, good on you, man. You're not a pussy. And he just rolls out. Bro, I have the weirdest fucking... There's another time I went to Ocean City during my senior week back in high school where I had another little-ass kid literally roll up on, like, me. It was me and a couple buddies. We were sitting there eating some fucking donuts on the boardwalk, and this kid rolls up on a fucking recumbent bike, like, you know, the ones that you lay down while you're riding.
Yeah.
Yeah, rolls up on us on a recumbent bike, stops, looks at us and be like, what are you guys, fucking Abercrombie and Fitch models? And we're like, what the fuck? Like, where are your parents, kid? And he's just like, and he's just like, you guys are losers. And he just rolls out. He's like, I'm like, what the fuck? What just happened? God.
Is he out of the movie? Like... Oh my god,
dude, absolute nonsense. The kids down in Ocean City are just like mental, I swear.
This is all crazy.
No parental supervision. They just do whatever the fuck they want.
That's stupid.
They should all get arrested. Hilarious. I'm kidding.
But yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. But then, yeah, while I was just dicking around getting food, I saw this fucking video of a dude who had a mask gun. Bro, I need to get me one of those just to fuck with people that won't listen to the mask rules. Just like, bro, it's literally a gun. It launches the mask at you. And dude, when I saw the guy shoot it, he was at least like a solid like 15, 20 feet away. And this jolt launches at you and wraps around you like a fucking bolo, like the bolo fucking strings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it just sits there perfectly. I was like, yo, that's pretty nifty. Like, what a design.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy that actually works.
I know.
Friggin', I was a store owner. I'd buy like one of those and just train all my employees to use it and be like, look, someone comes in not wearing a mask, you have all the fucking right to just blast them.
Be like, mask up or get the fuck out. instead of like the rules where it's like no shirt, no shoes, no service, it's now it's like no mask, no service, bitch. Fuck you.
No mask, no pass.
You can come in butt naked, but if you got a mask on, you're good.
Yeah, I'll put that mask on my anus.
No mask, get the blast.
Fuck yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't get why everyone's giving these masks such a hard time. It's like, yo, just throw it on so that way we don't get sick as much.
Because they bitches.
Huh?
I said, because they bitches.
Yeah, you ain't lying. It's like, you guys really got that much problem with authority. It's like, at least they're not shooting us up with microchips yet. Like, just deal with the mask for now.
Thank you for adding the yet.
Yeah, I know, because I feel like that's going to happen when this vaccine comes out. It's going to be like, yeah, it's also got, like, a fucking microchip in it. It's like, what? Microchip? No thanks.
Yeah, I'll cut that shit out of me. Like, they'll give me the fucking vaccine. I'll be like, yeah, nope, and just, like, rip that shit out.
What if it was in your penis?
Well, my dick's going. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, penis. I don't want to do it.
But you've got to go.
Be like, I don't know if I have the strength. Oh, man.
You'll be missed.
No more.
I'm sorry I beat on you on your ears.
Well, rest in peace, old friend. Yeah. Yo, it's like for a casket for your penis, you just shove it in like a fleshlight and bury it.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Oh my goodness.
It's like, all right, only the best for you. I'll get you the Mia Malkova butthole fleshlight.
Oh man.
Yo. That's how I'm gonna put my dick out if I ever have to. Hopefully that day never comes.
Oh my god.
It's good to have these plans in order because you never know.
That's true.
You know, what's the next thing 2020 is gonna fucking what's the next thing 2020 is gonna throw at us? Fucking like dick harvesting goblins, who knows?
What?
I don't even know.
What does that even mean, dick harvesting goblins?
I would assume
just like run around chopping off people's dicks.
Exactly. Little golem like creatures just run around and fucking they're like, ooh, I need your precious and fucking
I need your dick.
Oh,
give
Jesus.
Me your dick or die.
Now it'd be give me your dick and die. Why fucking have them mutually exclusive?
Well, that they don't tell you that, and then once they chop off your dick, they just stab you in the chest. They're like, well, too bad, and then stab.
Fucking brutal. Oh my god. I was just gonna think they like after they cut off the penis and they just start like sucking where it used to be and they just like they're like vampire dick goblins. There we go.
Oh my god.
They
chop off your dick and suck the blood from where it was. Man, they just
give you one last good suck.
They
job.
Look like a normal human until the second before they take your dick.
Or no, they just like give you a blowjob and they just like bite down and rip the whole thing off.
Oh man. Oh Jesus, dude. Don't even put that image in my head. That's like a fucking.
Well, like, you're the one who brought up dick goblins.
All right.
Run around all stealing right. People's dicks.
Fair enough.
Like, we were bound to go there.
We were bound to go there eventually.
You're the one that brought up dick goblins. Yeah. out of context.
Yeah, I guess I should have this. Oh, I should have had the foresight to know that these conversations always deteriorate very quickly.
Especially, like, you basically, like, toss that opportunity in my lap. I'm like, yep.
Yeah, I know. It's always something that, like, I'll try to get, like, a certain, like, reaction from you guys, and then it just immediately goes in, like, a whole nother direction.
What can I say? We're just, like, very strange.
Yeah, it's like I'm hoping for a backflip, and you give me, like, a fucking 360 McTwist or some shit. I don't even know what happened.
360 McTwist around the dick.
I'm looking for a bitch who can... Damn, dude, I want looking for a bitch who can 360 McTwist on my dick. Huh?
Bro, I'm going to 360 McTwist. This sounds crazy.
Just like a Beyblade. Just, like, spinning... Oh my gosh.
Beyblade, let her twist!
Nah, it'd be let her twerk. There we go.
No, she's just like spinning on your dick. Like, that's what I'm imagining. Like, she's just on your dick, just spinning in circles.
Would that feel good? Sex. I feel like that would just be like...
It'd feel like a massage.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, for your dick.
I don't know.
I feel like you'd bust very quickly.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Might need a little extra lube for that one, though.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Like, what if it just, like, corks up your dick?
Oh, Jesus.
Your dick just starts twisting up.
Comes out looking like a corkscrew.
That's what you can call that sex position, the corkscrew.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, no, I actually, that's a viable name. I'll give you that one. All right.
It's a solid one.
The corkscrew. You know what? I can think that.
I sent you a post on Instagram so long ago. And it was about that it's that one dude. He was like fucking this chick and he does like a 360 while fucking. That's the corkscrew.
That was crazy. No, but the thing is she's doing that to you.
Yeah, it's just the opposite. But I mean, I guess the say, like, either way you do it, if someone's spinning while fucking him, like the other significant other, that's just the corkscrew.
Huh.
I mean, I'll take it.
Yeah. Right.
We just came up with a new sex position that I think only one person's ever done in their lifetime.
Who is the one person?
Probably.
I don't know.
On that video. Okay, I gotcha.
It was like, yeah, the videos.
Well, I would assume...
I don't know. They looked Asian. That narrows it down.
Yeah.
I mean, I think... I
would assume...
That I vaguely remember from it, they look Asian.
I feel like more people would be able to do it if they had something like a really strong fan above them that could, like, hold their weight, you know, and then that spins them around. That way they don't have to use their muscles for it. They just had to hold for dear life.
Full on using his muscles, just spinning around her. And she was... I think at the end of it, she was trying not to laugh. She was being fucked by this man.
I understandable. Yeah. I mean, I would not expect that from anyone.
It was great because in the fucking, like, for the audio for the clip was just, Beyblade, Beyblade, let it rip. And he's just spinning on her. Because she was, like, laying on her stomach with her, like, ass up a little bit. And he was just spinning back.
Yeah, like, the only other acceptable song you could play would be, like, something that plays on, like, a carousel or something.
Or, you spin me right around, baby, right around.
I always forget about that song.
Yeah, that would have been a good one.
Oh, man.
I'd 100% accept that.
God, how did we get on this topic?
Oh.
Just... corkscrewing people.
Yeah, I don't know. So I started talking about the mask and it somehow lit down
this. I'm gonna try
that
sometime. I'm gonna see if a chick is gonna be down for me to just spin inside of her.
Good luck.
She's like, hey baby, can I literally kill you?
Yeah, no,
can I corkscrew you?
No, you gotta walk up to her and be like, hey babe, why don't you let her rip and then just fucking
spin around on top of you.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
How did we get you?
Isn't that the question, man?
It's been a long journey.
Oh, man. All right, yo, guys, I got a question for y'all. If you could have... if you could be, like, any type of bender, like the fucking Avatar, The Last Airbender, yeah, which one would you be?
Oh, no.
I mean, I've already kind of, like, feigned myself as the ass bender or a fart bender, because I rip ass way too much. It's just my life now.
So he'd be an airbender.
I'd definitely be an airbender.
You'd be the worst one. You'd literally fart and then send the breeze, like, right into people's faces.
Yeah. I'd use my ass to fucking, like, blow people away.
Jesus
Christ. Hey, I mean, if I can... That's actually kind of a nice way to use that as well, because, like, what if you're, like, tied up and you just, like,
I don't want to be like, a little bit better than that guy.
And you, like, get away just by ripping ass.
Okay.
I don't want to be a little bit better than the ass-ripping bender.
Yeah, you don't want to be better than me.
Right when he comes in, that's like the only counter to a little bit better, man. Like, right when you come into the battlefield, he just starts uncontrollably ripping ass.
Yeah, because I feel like, if you're a little bit better than him, then you'd just be farting so much, and you'd probably kill yourself with your own ass.
I mean...
Like, you just suck away all the oxygen. You'll be choking on your farts because you won't stop ripping ass because you'd have no control over it.
I'll rip your ass in half.
God, why do we... Oh, Jesus.
I don't know. Don't make me do
You're
it.
A disappointment.
You know, one time, actually, this is like the oldest joke in the book, but I actually did this to my mom once. I called her and I was like, Mom, I just got home from the hospital. And she's like, what the hell? What happened? I'm like, Dad didn't tell you? And she's like, no. I'm like, I fell really friggin' hard. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah, so hard I got a friggin' crack in my ass. she's like, fuck you.
No, what you should have been is like, Mom, I cracked him. Cracked what, honey? My butt cheeks.
My butt cheeks.
Oh, man.
We just love ass tonight, apparently.
Yeah, so, but no, if I could be any bender, what would I be? I'd be like... Do I have to be one of the four?
Well, I mean...
Alright, let me hear...
A lot of Avatar and stuff, and there's not just those four types of bending.
Yeah, there's like other little side ones.
Yeah, there's like lava bending, which is a form of earth bending. There's metal bending, which is also a form of earth bending.
All right, you don't.
And there's like all these little ones.
I would just be a firebender.
Firebending is cool.
I'd love to be able to just like yeet fire around. I'd love to be able to like be like, oh fuck, I can't find my lighter, and then just like have a lit candle in the room and have my bong and just be like,
you don't even need a lit candle. You just produce flames with your body. So like you could just be in total darkness and be like flame.
Yeah, like, what is it? Like, airbending and, like, firebending, like, you didn't actually need to have the resource near you. You would actually just, like, produce it or control it.
I mean, well, there's just
it.
Air everywhere. If you're, if you're, like, in space, you can airbend. But, I mean, when are you going to be in space and an airbender?
Bro, I'm a space bender.
You just bend the vacuum of space everywhere.
Exactly.
Yo, you'd be a dick. If you try to bend the vacuum of space into the Earth, you'd literally, like, kill everyone. Because I feel like right when you would penetrate the atmosphere, it's just like, oh, we're dead.
It'd be pretty much instant doom.
I'd be like that one guy where I'd be like, just don't fuck with me. I'd be like, I'm gonna chill here and I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do. Don't fuck around or I'll end it for everybody.
Oh, I feel like the worst bender is the water benders. Like,
I mean, but they're also kind of like ice benders too, like.
Well, yeah, so but I'm not. I'm just saying, like, with the resource, like, they have to have water in your own. Like, if they're in a desert, they're fucking screwed.
I mean,
no, just fucking spit in the air and then turn that into like a fucking water bullet and yeet it at someone.
Yeah, I'm about to say because there was the episode where Katara was using like her sweat to make like
that
a little water
true.
Saw.
Yeah, because she was stuck in a cage.
Yeah.
But yeah. Like most waterbenders, they just carry on like a pouch of water with them, and they're just like, woo, magic.
All right. Better question. If you could have two of the benders bending styles, which two would it be?
Ooh.
If you combine two of them,
yeah, with me, I'm taking air and fire. I'm basically just gonna be a dragon. I'm gonna fucking get one of the gliders like Aang had, just fly around and shoot fireballs at people.
I'm thinking either air and fire, or fire and ground, or like earth.
True,
bro. I'm thinking I'm gonna be an earth and water bender.
Okay,
solely because one. Being able to bend earth, I'm also going to, like, tap into the other one and bend lava.
Yeah. Fair enough.
And then being able to bend lava and water, if we were, like, fighting in the right place, I could just make, like, an obsidian wall in front of me to, like, stop you from fucking doing whatever you're doing, or fucking make an obsidian shield, like, on the fly, or fucking...
Yeah. Yo, there was one cool thing that I saw, like, Toph do on Avatar, where, like, she basically just, like, laid down and fucking gave herself, like, ground armor, or... I think she did it with metal, too. I thought that was kind of badass.
Yeah. Toph was the first metal bender, and then in Legend of Korra, they established, like, she, like, had kids, and then she taught her kids metal bending, and, like, the police force is all metal benders.
Yep, I was
spoiling this whole show for me when I want to fucking watch it.
It's not much of a spoiler. You find that on the first episode.
I was about to say, I literally, like, just started watching that the other day, and that was, like, the first episode.
Still.
So what?
There's been so much more than that. It talks about it so much I don't want to know anything about it.
Well, fair I haven't enough. Told you a lot of stuff.
Decent
I rarely amount. Talk about Legend of Korra.
All right.
Like, I told you more. There's more types of bending than before. But, I mean, those are kind of discovered over time.
I'm about to say, I knew that before because I saw, like, a chart on iFunny and someone decided to post it. And it had them all, like, separated in their categories. Like, there's Earth, and then these two go off of Earth, Fire, Water, yeah.
I don't know if there's any special types. Oh, yeah, the special firebender, like, is the lightning bending.
And now there's also explosion bending.
Oh, yeah, that, the combustion
bending. Remember Combustion Man from
Avatar? I talked to you about this, Chase.
Yeah. The dude used to shoot explosions out of his fucking head. That was...
he literally had a third eye that he shot explosions out of.
Fuck yeah, man. Good old badass Combustion Man.
It's badass until you fucking get hit in the third eye with a rock and then
it blows down. Himself up.
Yeah.
It's like a ghast from fucking Minecraft.
And then there's a different type of water. I guess they don't specify as ice bending, but that would be a form of water bending.
Nah. Water had blood bending.
Yeah, water had blood bending. I don't know what the second one is.
Blood bending sounds fucked.
It is
basically are just like a puppet master. You can control people then.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not as
bad. I mean, you could still probably.
I'm sure you could probably rip the blood out of them.
It's a kids' TV show, so they probably didn't go too gruesome with blood bending. But I feel like if it was like rated R, you could probably like rip their head off.
Yo, that's what we need to do. Why don't they have, like, a rated R Avatar? That'd be badass. Fuck yeah. I want to see people get, like, cooked to a crisp or, like, fucking frozen solid.
But,
oh my God.
I don't know about, like, airbending. I don't think there's ever two split off from airbending. Like, I know you can make clouds, but, I mean, that's not specific enough.
Make it rain on them hoes.
Well, I don't think he can make it rain. I think he could just make clouds. Specifically, Aang made clouds. Let me look this up. I want to see.
Fair enough. oh, man. All right, guys. If you could
have, like... sub-skills.
Okay. That's that makes sense. All right, guys, one more thing. If you could have, like, a best friend or sidekick from, like, any cartoon or TV show, who would you pick?
Oh, frig, dude. Gohan.
Gohan? Really?
Fuck yeah, dude. I love Gohan.
whack. Whack choice.
If I was
picking anyone, I'm going to get the fucking Grim Reaper from The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy. Fucking Rasta Grim Reaper hanging around me. That'd be a badass.
Sorry to change the subject back to what we were on, but apparently airbending does not have any sub skills.
Oh.
Lame.
Which is weird.
Well, you think of a fucking sub skill for that shit.
I mean,
all right, give me a second.
But cloud bending?
No, that's weak sauce.
Yeah, but that's
sauce.
Just airbending.
Yeah, it is airbending.
Weak sauce. Give me a second. I'll think
I
of
feel
one.
Like if they could probably bend space. Maybe.
No,
maybe. I said maybe. It's a you're possibility. Tripping. Shut up.
Whoa!
Airbenders should be able to, like, their one of their sub skills would be like making solid air objects. Like,
you could do that. That'd be cool.
Yeah, like fucking air kunai and shit. That'd be dope. Or shurikens, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool. Ooh, dude, you know what? I feel like actually being a waterbender would be way more overpowered than people give it credit for. Because, like, there's vapor in the air all the time.
Yeah, but.
Certain areas.
You'd have to, like, condense a lot of vapor down into, like, enough water to actually, like, use it, you know? And that'd be sucking a lot of vapor from the atmosphere, which probably could
harm the
atmosphere.
If I could physically turn water into whatever I wanted, I could turn a teardrop into an object that could kill you.
Yeah, you could just, like, you could literally turn that teardrop into a fucking icicle and just, like, whip it at someone and go through them, probably.
Yeah, like Mach 7, I'd just be like, blink.
Just, like, stab yourself, so then you cry. Or just, like, stab yourself and blood bend your fucking blood and fucking whip that at people, like.
Nah, I ain't that crazy.
Alright, you're just talking about Scarlet from Mortal Kombat. That's, like, literally all she did.
Was that what she does?
Yeah, she would, like, cut herself, and then she would just start throwing blood at you, or, like, make her blood into weapons and shit. It was whack.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You know what? Speaking of games, boys, any future games that, like, aren't announced yet that you're kind of hoping for?
Like, what are we talking not announced? Like not even...
Like, a sequel game to something that's, like, one of your favorites.
Like, you know what game I really want them to make? Something like a sequel to.
Or, you know, maybe just a possible random new game.
Fucking, I want Left 4 Dead 3, dude.
That would be great. I'd love... Left 4 Dead was such a great series.
Yeah. We're currently...
Third one would be so good.
Me and Chase are currently playing those, and I'm having a good time playing those. Because I haven't played them, but I've seen some videos on them in my younger years, but playing it is like, damn, this is fun.
It's a lot of fun. Fucking, shit, dude.
Oh, Portal 3 would be fun. I want a Portal 3 game.
I could never get into the Portals. Like, I played, like, the demos of, I think, the second and first one at some point, but I couldn't...
I liked playing Portal co-op with CJ, but I didn't like playing it alone.
I enjoyed playing it alone. I beat both of those games by myself. I think I beat the first Portal in like an hour. The first Portal is not that long of a game. Or I just speedrunned it and didn't know I speedrunned it. Like, imagine how I just had the world record.
Only way I had fun down. With Portal.
Mm-hmm.
Only way I had fun with Portal is if I got into a small room and I would just put like a portal on the ceiling and a portal on the floor, and I would just like basically make an infinite loop and just keep going through the holes.
Mm-hmm. Is he like super laggy for you, Chase?
Yep.
He's like in slow motion for me.
Yeah, it was fucking slow mo.
Fucking weird. Yes, we do. Speak his language.
Speak in the slow motion.
I think he might have just like completely. Oh,
I'm good.
Okay, you're good now. Okay, well, welcome back to the land of the living.
Fuck off.
Oh my god,
my internet wanted to piss off real quick, but it's back.
Hostile. Sounds
hostile.
I want another Fallout game that doesn't suck.
Understandable. 76 mm-hmm. was such a letdown. I was looking so fucking forward to that game.
It seems fun now with the Wastelanders update.
Yeah, they changed the whole beginning of it. The whole beginning's
new. Yeah, like, even the beginning of the game's different. Like, when you leave the vault, you don't just go to that, like, empty town and talk to a bunch of terminals. There's literally, like, two civilians right outside the vault that you talk to.
True.
It's, yeah. I mean, we haven't gotten too far into the game to actually have an opinion on it.
No, we got to the first settlement, and then I blew off someone's head, and then we stopped playing.
Alright. So here's a game that I'm looking forward to. VR Mortal Kombat.
Oh. Bro. That would be crazy.
That would
imagine
be
just seeing your body getting ripped apart by someone.
Yeah. I'd be all for that shit. I would just always be Scorpion, and I would just throw my fucking, like, the come here shit. So I would always do that.
Instead of being like a 2D, it would be like a full 3D, like, arena thing.
Yeah.
Will you be able to interact with, like, objects on the map?
Yeah. I mean, they do that. They kind of have that in
certain areas. Yeah.
Yeah. They have, like, just like a.
Can you, like, pick up a chair and hit someone with a chair?
Fuck yeah. Oh, dude, yeah. Why not?
But yeah, that'd be interesting.
There's no rules against hitting people with chairs.
Right? Yo, I mean, like, there's this one map on Mortal Kombat where, like, you're on this pier and there's, like, dead bodies floating through the air and you can yeet a dead body at people.
When me and Dana would play, I would do that all the time to him on that map.
Yeah, dude, this show is so much fun. Oh, man.
Your best character? I didn't play MKX, but I played MK... No, I played MKX, but I didn't play MK9.
Well, my favorite is generally Scorpion. That's my boy. Every once in a while. Actually, him and Liu Kang. I also like Liu Kang.
Fair enough.
Fucking classics.
I played as Ferator.
True. Yeah, I would always hate when my best friend would use him because he would just, like, always do this one move where you throw the fucking little dude on your back.
Aww.
And that shit would always catch me. Piss me off so bad.
I wouldn't even run the variant where you had the kid on your back.
Yo. I wish they would have had Striker and then one that just came out. The fucking... He's from, like, I don't know when the last one he was on was, because I didn't play, like, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I've only played,
yeah,
like,
fair enough.
1, 2, 3, and then 10 and 11. Did I play 9?
I wanna play 11.
11's pretty good. They have, like, I like the new characters that they put out on it. They got, was it Nightwolf, Joker, Terminator... fuck.
Well, imagine playing as the fucking Terminator.
That'd be fucking cool.
Yo. Goddamn right, Schwarzenegger's the man. Ah, man. What would you guys do if you were getting chased by, like, a Terminator?
I'd probably keep running until I figure out a way to kill him.
Ridiculous.
Turn off the Wi-Fi.
Alright, that's one way to do it. I would just set up my home in like a bunch of traps. I would fucking Macaulay Culkin his ass, Home Alone him, you know?
Just water buckets hanging everywhere?
Yeah, exactly. I'd like oil the floor up and then like the only thing he could grab onto, I'm gonna like shave it down so it breaks and he just like gets stabbed in the face or something. All kinds of little traps.
Oh my god.
I'm going to actually, here's a better one. I would have cut a hole in the hardwood floors, and then under that, I'd do like some punji stakes.
Oh, no.
And I'll throw some leaves over it. He'll never suspect anything.
Right, he's going to walk into your house and not expect a fucking pile of leaves on the floor. He's just like, why are those leaves there? Let's just walk right over it. Crashes through them.
That's crazy. He just thinks you're a dirtbag.
And he's like, God, this kid really needs to fucking clean his house. Jesus. And then I'd be like, ha, fuck you. And then I take a shit on him again just because. Ah, man.
I'd literally just always have cups of water on hand.
What if he's waterproof, though?
Fuck that noise. He ain't.
I feel like there was a scene in Terminator where he's, like, walking through the rain. So, don't know.
Bad production.
Not realistic. Come on now.
Yeah.
He would have had to go boil some rice and then go lay in the fucking rice when it's done. Boil the rice. Don't you just, like, sit it in a bag of rice or something like that?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah. It's got to do something with the rice. Maybe it attracts the Asians to come fix them or something. Who knows?
What the fuck?
Hey! You're right. Oh.
Alright. Oh, man.
That's fucking crazy.
Fuck. It's genius. You already know it.
If you call that genius,
I'm calling a genius.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for the cosign, Chase.
You're welcome.
Whatever. I just got. Okay.
Well, yeah. There's two of us and one of you. They just literally, at this point, your argument's invalid.
Exactly. Democracy wins again.
Yep.
Oh no! Not democracy.
Hey. What are you saying?
The same way. The Americans. No.
I was about to say, what are you saying? Are you a commie?
No. We're not getting into this.
I mean, here, I got a statement for you. Let's hear your opinion on it.
All right.
Communism could work with the right people.
Probably. I mean, anything will
the
work.
The idea of communism smart. Could work with the right people.
Yeah. But the only problem I have with communism, it's like, I get it's like a fixed salary for everyone, but like, I don't know. I just feel like some jobs you should get paid a bit more for, you know?
Yeah,
like,
why should a, I'm trying to think of something
like a doctor and a fast food
register. Exactly.
Like, come on now.
They should not get paid the same.
Yeah, like, true that.
I think there should be like a bracket system for it. You know? Yeah. Well, no, I guess that's just basically like a class system then, so it's really not gonna do any good. I don't know, but I feel like it would be a good thing. The only thing is, it should make like the education for whatever like job you want that should either be free or like a severe like reduction to it. Like you shouldn't have to be $50,000 in debt to go be a doctor.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you're just going to make that all back, but God, being in debt with that much in debt is just terrible.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Being in debt in general is terrible.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Always being like having to pay off those bills that are ridiculously expensive and being like, well, now I have no money.
Exactly.
Like, enjoy your life. Like.
Yep. It's like, that's the one thing that gets me about the whole, like, college system that I just can't stand. It's like, all right, so you guys are basically offering us a chance at a better job, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to have to basically be living in, like, the same conditions as someone who is working, like, a fucking minimum wage job is for a while. Because yeah. I can't actually hold on to any of the money I'm making.
Yeah, I said yes.
7:30.
No. Okay. Yeah, you said that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Daddy had to write down the law.
He's I love the sass your dad was giving you. It was awesome.
Bro, he's fucking stupid. Tell us, you know, freaking he's fucking just stupid and pissed me off all the time.
Yeah, parents would do that to you sometimes, man.
He's just an idiot. He has an IQ of 5.
He's the type of guy to fucking spread cheese whiz on some bread and then put it in the toaster.
I feel like he's done that before.
That is something a retarded person would do, I feel like.
It is very stupid.
Unless you want the if it was like a toaster oven, maybe you'd understand that. You maybe want the cheese to be a little warmer, but like a regular toaster, that's just gonna make a big mess. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even putting cheese whiz like in between like two pieces of bread and throwing that in the fucking toaster is just, it's gonna melt out the bottom.
Yeah, I'm being honest with you guys though. Never had cheese whiz because it looks terrible.
I mean, as a child, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's good. It's so good. But like now, like thinking what it tastes like, I'm like, God, that's like fake cheese.
Exactly. Bro. Yeah, my mom, she was like super against shitty foods like that. Like, I barely even got sodas as a kid because she didn't like anything like super sugary. This is whack.
Really?
Yeah, bro. I think that kind of like, it'd really fuck me up if I went to like a friend's birthday party or something where like, you know, they're going to have sodas and cake. Like, if I had like a soda or two and then tried to eat like a piece of cake, bro, I would be on the toilet because like my system could not handle the sugar. It was so whack.
That's crazy, actually. Like, thinking about that.
Yeah, man. But then like once I got like a job, and I would always, like, drive to work, and I'd grab, like, a couple donuts and, like, sodas. So now I think I just undid all that work my mom did. Oh, man. Yo. All right, guys. I think it's about that time.
You think it is? I'm feeling the same, too.
Yeah, I'm getting a little tired. I had a long weekend.
Yep, and I've had a long day today, so...
Fair enough. I've sat on my ass. I mean, I edited a video for 2 hours.
I mean, to be fair, that's mostly what I did. Like, I was just driving a bunch. But did a lot of other stuff as well. Down in Ocean City. All right, guys. It's been a good one.
Mm-hmm.
See you next time. It's been the Lads versus the World. Deuces.
Peace out.